This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Ooh,
tight! Inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Our training camp coverage presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Yesterday, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn had a press conference. We basically had a preview here as Cakes filled the role of Adam Peters and Dan Quinn.
Pretty close to what they actually said in real life, I would say.
Mm-hmm. We knew that they weren't going to try and upset Terry McLaurin. We're going to play a couple of the clips and we can...
Oh, I think he's plenty upset
go
already.
Through here. Here's what Adam Peters said about Terry's value in trying to get the deal done.
Without a doubt, I think everybody in this building values Terry very much. And we knew that coming in, and we knew that even more after spending a year with him. In terms of where we're at, we've had, you know, conversations recently, and we'll look to have some more conversations, and we're going to do everything we can in order to get a deal done.
I mean, to buy into that?
I mean
it's very general.
The only newsworthy thing is that they've had recent conversations.
Yeah
that everything is else is...
I mean, that could mean the last 24 hours. It could mean the last 72 hours. We have no idea.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, that's something, but yeah. That means nothing, like there's nothing else.
Right. Well, I mean, the fact that he said we're trying to get something done. I mean, they are trying to work it out.
Yeah, they didn't. He could have, if you wanted him to go the bad PR route, he could have said he's under contract. We expect him to be here.
He did say that at some point.
Yeah,
it did say we expect all players to be here.
But he did lead with we value him.
Yeah, I mean, he understands the business,
and that they had conversations. I felt like the ball was advanced a little bit there, because at Eastern Motors, Terry said they hadn't spoken in a month.
Well, you gotta articulate whether or not you're going to be there. I don't know.
And who knows how much they've actually spoken since then.
It didn't say much to me. Listen, I hope they resolve it today, but I just have no idea.
Let's talk about the timeline. This is Adam Peters commenting on when they need to get a deal done.
Yeah, I think, those were, I wasn't so much directly involved, but I was a part of it, so I understood how it went, and a lot of contract. But I think that's just kind of the nature of our business. You would like to get these things done quicker than longer, but it's not always going to happen that way. So I think for me, just seeing those things secondhand, really not firsthand, but understanding how that went, just understanding that first of all, we're dealing with a really, in the case of Terry, a really good player and a really good person. So really understanding that and never losing sight of that, and making sure that, every conversation we have is very, straightforward, honest, and in good faith, and just keeping that mindset throughout, because there's going to be twists and turns, but just having, that confidence and just understanding that our goal is to get a long-term deal done. And so just keeping focused on that, and whatever happens, along the way, just understand that he's a great player, and we want to keep him here.
A lot of Terry butt kissing and ego stroking happening in those pressers.
But he didn't sound super enthusiastic. I don't know. When I saw the video, I thought, and obviously I expect you guys to take this with a grain of salt, but I thought Peters looked comfortable in his own skin. I thought Dan Quinn looked uncomfortable. He had the crossed arms, the clip that I saw, and it just looked like, yeah, he did. This is not great.
Mm.
I just didn't like the body language from Quinn. No, not in a negative way towards anything, just other than it's an awkward situation. I don't think Coach Quinn likes it.
Yeah, he wants to have one of his premier players in training camp.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's frustrated.
Yeah, I'm sure
the fact that Terry's not there.
So the last thing they want to do is that presser.
Right.
But I think with Peters, and what he was alluding to is he wasn't the lead guy in previous holdouts at previous organizations. Mm-hmm. He's comfortable in this.
Yeah. He looks comfortable to me.
He's been through it. It's standard operating procedure for him.
It's just part of the business.
Time made a good point. I was listening to his most recent pod talking about Terry being an official holdout. And obviously, we all know the details, but he kind of articulated it in a little bit better, I thought. So we all know that Terry's going to turn 30 and that he's under contract for this year. But he actually took it that step further and just pointed out that what this contract extension will be for his 31st year. So it's not for his 30th year. It's for his 31st year.
Yeah.
For his 32nd year, maybe even 33rd year. So it's not like they're talking about paying him at 30. He's already going to get paid at 30.
Yeah.
They're talking about paying him at 31, 32. Yeah. And I think he's going to be very productive, but it just adds another year to it, and it just makes you a little bit more sympathetic to the bind that the organization is in.
So adding another year to it. That's definitely a factor in terms of the contract. We've speculated for a long time. Maybe Terry wants 4 years. They only want to give him 2 years. Maybe Terry wants this money. They want to give him that money. Here's what Peter said about some of the factors involved.
Yeah, that's always probably the tricky part of any negotiation is figuring all that out. And, in terms of understanding the market, understanding our team, understanding, our financial situation and all that. I don't think I've been a part of a negotiation where it's been really linear and smooth and everything like that. But I think, understanding where they're at and understanding where we're at and trying to close that gap and come into something is really the kind of all the nuance of it and staying really above board and negotiating in good faith, all those things come together and that's how you come to a deal. So as long as it fits in the construct of what you want to do and how you want to build it and what the player Terry in this instance is comfortable with. So that's what we're working towards and we're having some good conversations and we'll continue to.
All right.
You got to be positive that you say we're working towards.
Like you said, we're having some good conversations.
Good conversations.
I like that. That's the first thing
The other thing is that, and as he's talked about yesterday, he's been through this before as an assistant GM, but he's been through the negotiation part of it.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the business a long time.
Yeah, with a bunch of players. So he knows the business. He knows this takes time. He sounds positive to me.
I'll tell you what I'm not positive about. My July 30th prediction date as to the end of the holdout. I'm feeling like
that's okay. I think that might be okay. The week is okay.
I'm starting to feel like it's going to be mid to late August.
I mean, somehow I didn't think I predicted August 16th, though that's what's in the book. I'm kind of feeling good about that one at this point. Like August 8th through the 16th might be the sweet spot.
Terry's I could see him leading into signing preseason. After all the preseason games are over.
Ooh.
So with 2 weeks left for the season.
That's Tim racking up a lot of fines, if that's the case.
Terry's resolute, but he's also not dumb. And if he's looking at, $60, $70 million, is he going to really want to hold out for another 3 or 4 or whatever, 80, whatever the number is? You got to, at some point, you got to do the math. All right, am I going to hold out here for another 3 weeks to maybe try to get another $3 million? It's going to cost me 50 kids. I'm missing practice. At some point, Terry's going to, he's going to have to eat a little bit.
Yeah.
He might just have a minimum, though. He might feel like, hey, Amon-Ra signed last year. I should make at least what he makes.
I have no doubt that he has a minimum.
He might just be waiting for that.
I have no doubt. But sometimes you don't get the minimum that you want.
But like Eric's saying, do you want to sacrifice you know, a few hundred thousand to a couple million in fines.
In the uncertainty
that
you might not even get
what you're going to get.
Yeah. So at some point you look at it and you go, all right, this is disappointing to me. But at the end of the day, when I take a step back and I talk to my parents and I talk to my wife and I talk to my pastor, all right, they're giving me $75 million guaranteed. It's not what I want, but it's up from the $60 they originally offered. It's not the $90 that I wanted. But you know what? This generational money here. I'm not going to embarrass my family. I'm gonna cut.
If you get 75,
whatever the number is,
to 80 million guaranteed, his great 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 grandkids are taken care of.
Yeah, I mean, at some point he's gonna say,
I mean, come on.
You know what? It's not what
I
want.
Stupid money,
but it's beyond what I need, and I just want to play football and be with my boys. At some point he's gonna reach that threshold.
Hopefully it's within the next week.
And that's what I think probably what the team's banking on, too.
Well, but a lot of us didn't think it was going to get to this point.
Totally. Because I don't think they're anywhere close to that yet.
My original prediction was July 6th, because that's what happened a few years ago.
I thought he might miss a couple days.
Well, I guarantee that they've done the math. He and Buddy Baker, they've done the math and said, all right, what's our limit in fines? Mm-hmm. What are we willing to just sit out for? I mean,
yeah.
Is it 150 grand? Is it 200 grand? Is it 300 grand?
Right, but just don't know how much more the team's going to budge.
It's true.
They actually don't have to budge.
They're going to get to 150 grand tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right? Because 50K yesterday, another 50K today if he doesn't sign.
Yeah. Like that. What were you going to say, Matt? You seem like you wanted to say
something. Oh, I was just going to say, well, that's what the Commanders aren't going to pay. That doesn't mean another team isn't willing to pay that for Terry.
Fair, but he would have to... wait a year. But the thing is, I don't even think he'll be there because I do think they would franchise him over letting him walk for nothing or some minimum compensation. I think.
Well, then he'll.
I don't know.
What is that, 40 million? Was it franchise number 40 million?
No, 30.
No.
Oh, 30. It's 30?
30 point something.
Oh, it's 30 and a half? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Looking at the practical guarantees of some of the guys who signed recently, and I mean like in the last year, 18 months, Ayuk got 76 million. Jalen Waddle got 76 million. Amon-Ra, $77 million. DJ Moore, $81 million.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm Terry, I feel like I have to be close to that neighborhood.
It has to be in that realm.
And I understand a lot of those guys are younger than him. And
that's the difference.
It's really working against him.
That's the difference.
Yeah, they're all younger.
Yeah.
But like he's looking for big guarantees.
But I do think at some point he's gonna say, all right, I just want to play football. I want to be with my guys. And this is a lot of money. I think. Maybe I'm wrong.
Could have approached it differently. You know, we were talking about this during a break. ESPN seems to have wall-to-wall Cowboys coverage yesterday. A lot of news about Jerry Jones today. A lot of Micah Parsons stuff. Micah Parsons, final year of his deal. They've been negotiating that deal publicly, it seems like, for months. And yet he shows up to camp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he shows up to camp because he's on a rookie deal, and he gets the $50,000 is going to hurt him more than it's going to hurt Terry.
Right.
Which Parsons is probably making $4 or $5 million a year.
And I honestly can't remember.
His deal this year is like 20. I think it spikes to 17.
That's because they picked up the 50.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that it's a smaller contract versus what Terry was making.
Right. Who's the last Cowboy stud that Jerry hasn't ultimately caved and paid? Like he pays them all.
I mean, he paid Dak, he paid CeeDee Lamb, he paid Zeke when he was there.
I mean, if there's one guy you're going to pay, it's Micah Parsons.
100%. He's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's
going to... a lesser extent, he paid Michael Gallup when he was up for a deal.
Yeah. All right, let's go real quick. Let's go to Mark and Largo. This will be some weird take. Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Mark?
Weird take, huh?
What's up?
I hear you, Eric. Look, here's the deal. This is on Adam Peters, and I'm going to tell you why I say this is on Adam Peters. Scary Terry wanted, I mean, when he got here last year, in January of last year, he knew Terry McLaurin wanted a contract deal. Okay. You didn't want to deal with it then. You could have signed him at a cheaper rate then. Could have got him you really could have did this a lot better than what you did last year. You would have got him last year.
You think they were going to give him a new deal 2 years in advance? I doubt it.
Gave him a new deal this time last year. You could have gave him a new deal. Then he didn't want to do it. Wait till the end of the season. You could have got it done right after the NFC title game when they got stomped in Philly. Could have got that done. Didn't want to do that. Now look at where we're at. So here's my thing to everybody here. What's the difference between what Adam Peters is doing and what Jerry Jones has done? See, he waited too long for Terry, and Terry is a core player. And look at where you are now. Meanwhile, he's gone out and made trades with Tunsil to get Tunsil. He's gone out and got Deebo Samuel. He's gone out and got Marshawn Lattimore. You could have had all this stuff done last year before all this. Now you look at what's going on, and now you got to pay what everybody else. And the same thing people, the media attacks Jerry Jones, and I don't like Jerry Jones, is the same thing happening here. And he's a core player. And what makes it bad for Adam is, you know, if you're doing this to him, no, I don't think he'll do this to Jaden, but who's to say he won't do this to Mikey Sanderson? Who's to say he won't do this to Newton?
Well, you want him to be financially responsible, too. You want to give him the leeway to do his job.
And that's fine, but you got to get ahead of the game. You are the property manager of a property.
Listen, I don't think Terry would have agreed to a deal necessarily last year. He had to have a monster year to put him in this discussion.
Yeah. And he wants to see how the market rises.
Okay, fine. Then you know what he needs to do now? He needs to get on the phone and call Terry right now and have lunch or dinner with him now.
Hey, exactly.
I got a question. Mark, you fascinate me. Your confidence is remarkable. What do you do for a living?
I'm in the IT field, bro.
You're in IT.
I actually was thinking about that, too.
His confidence. We can make fun of him. We can hang up on him. He comes to the phone with confidence every
time. I'm glad you asked, because I was thinking about this. Because last week, I was driving around, and Mark had called into our show in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm driving around, and I think I heard him call Chris Russell.
Oh, no. He calls everybody. I get it.
I was like, what is he doing?
No, but he just got a confidence.
When you work from home, you can do stuff like that.
Even if it's takes some.
You can do it like that.
He's got a confidence to him.
It doesn't mean he's right most of the time, but he's got confidence.
When you get to 55, if you don't have confidence at 55, you just never going to have it.
Where'd you go to high school, Mark? Where'd you go to high school?
Unfortunately, I went to Mackin, which at the same time, which is now classified with Carroll, which I know there's two people up there who were with the Mathis Stags, and that's probably not a good thing, too. So
that's fine. Yeah, it's all good.
It's different.
Love for you.
If I would have went to Carroll from the beginning, I probably would have played football up there, unlike some people who probably should have played basketball at the Mathis, but someone didn't play basketball at the Mathis being at 6'5". But we ain't going to talk about that.
All right, Mark, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
I got confused at the end. Who was supposed to play basketball?
I don't know. I couldn't follow along.
I am always stunned by his confidence.
Basically, he wanted Terry to come back to the table with 3 years left on his deal and have his deal reworked.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, when is a right time to extend Terry? I think when he was approached by it this offseason, this is the right time to do it. It wasn't a year and a half ago. Like, this is the proper window.
Yeah, but we don't know what the
deal.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we don't know what the conversations were like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
I think also
I think
he had to prove himself to an extent
to
Quinn and Peters that he was a number one receiver.
Right.
And show,
because the conversation before last season was Terry doesn't catch enough touchdowns. Terry's not in the same class as some of these top receivers, and maybe still people don't put him up there with Jefferson or Chase, but he moved up the rankings for sure.
And my argument all along for Terry is his numbers would be 25% higher, if not higher, if he had real legitimate quarterbacks throwing to him from his rookie season.
Yeah, yeah.
Which he hasn't had.
All right, let's go to Shane in D.C. Shane, what's up, man? Y'all with the Junks.
What's up, Junks? Hey, it's good to be home, man. Hey, look, here's the thing. Maybe Adam Peters don't think he's really that good and plus he's a number two receiver. Maybe he don't want to give a 30-year-old receiver that is probably a number two on every. I can name 15 receivers. I love Terry, but I can name 15 receivers right now better in the league than Terry right now.
I don't know
that
you can name 15. You might be able to name 10 or 12, but I don't know if you can name 15.
Okay. So you're going to give you just made my point. So what, three spots? You're going to give a 30-year-old receiver $35 million, say, that's what he's asking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would they decline at 30 years old, all receivers looking in the league, they start declining at 30.
So what's your suggestion? I'm curious, what is your suggestion? If you're Adam Peters, you don't want to give him $35
Shane,
million.
Shane, I don't think anybody agrees that he should get $35
million. No, I don't think he's asking for $35 million.
We have no idea. But no one
here's what I would do. I mean, I don't know. I'm not. But what I would do is, if he's not in camp, I just went through this with Nico at University of Tennessee. So here's what you do. Huh. You got to go in there. Nobody's bigger than the team, right? So we need to you don't want to hurt this team going forward. We got to rebuild a defense. You got other players we got to sign. You've got a toy. You're playing, my opinion, a slot receiver, a toy, which Debo
Samuel. Way more than a slot receiver.
He had 13 touchdowns last year.
Do you not remember the deep balls that he caught?
He's not a slot receiver.
His numbers are.
No, I'm talking about Debo Samuel.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So yeah, you got Debo making 21, which is, I think, is don't get me started on that. But no, we cannot hinder this team going forward.
So what would you do? Just not pay him, let him sit out, or just force him, whatever. Just you're not gonna give him a deal.
He's making.
I would start calling Buffalo. I would start Kansas City and start looking.
And what
for
do you
three.
Want in return?
Oh, you get two number ones. You get two number ones.
You're not getting two, Shane. I mean, you're insane. You fell out of bed and hit your head hard. You're not going to get two number one picks for him. Are you crazy?
You wouldn't get one number one pick right now for Terry McLaurin.
What are these people thinking?
Yeah.
There's just no common sense out there.
He's like a slot receiver, but I want two ones for him.
I got confused. I guess he was
talking about Debo.
I heard that too.
It doesn't matter who he was talking about. He's got no common sense.
He wasn't even top 15.
Oh, my God, these people.
Jason's already at his wit's end.
McLaurin,
at 639.
Because they make no sense.
He's making 22.7 this year. So, like, him asking for over 30 isn't not a crazy ask in the market that he's in right now.
And also, I'm not going to entertain this idea that he's not a number one.
It's nonsense.
I'm not entertaining that discussion
it's
anymore.
Nonsense.
If you want to say he's on the bottom half, okay, fine. You can have that opinion, but you're not allowed to have the opinion on this show. That he's not a number one, true number one.
1-800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.